This is the rain report for August 22nd, 2014, and it follows in 5, 4, 3, 2. From God's country, Door County, Wisconsin, I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP, with this rain report. As per usual, the 2014 Youth Forum at the Dayton Hamvention was a big hit. One of the many young hams who spoke was Rohan Agrawal, KJ6LXV. He was introduced by forum moderator Carol Perry, WB2MGP.
Rohan Agrawal, KJ6LXV, is 12 years old. He's from Cupertino, California. He was on my youth panel at Pacificon in October. That's where I met him and hired him to come here now for Dayton. And one of the local clubs has been giving him the opportunity of doing his presentation for them. And I understand, because I get the feedback from them, that you did very well. And I got feedback from you that there were constructive suggestions of what to do here. So that's part of getting involved and getting other hams involved, and for adult clubs to get involved with youngsters. Bring them into your club as well. And you'll only do it if you have them involved on some level, either through your coaching or through getting them into activities. Now, Rohan is most unusual, and you can find him all over YouTube, where he claims HTML is his first language. Rohan builds robots, and he has spent months at Ologic, a company that has designed robots for Google and Disney. While there on a summer internship, he built a robot capable of delivering bags of potato chips throughout the office. So this is an amazing young man with a terrific future in front of him. Rohan, KJ6LXV, the floor is yours.
Like Carol said, I'm 12 years old. I grew up in Silicon Valley, but I was born in Ohio. But I moved to California in Silicon Valley when I was 2 or something like that. I don't remember. So aside from ham radio, my hobbies include building robots, programming, and designing printed circuit boards. As Carol mentioned, I got an opportunity to intern at a couple companies over the summer. The requests are continuing to flood in, and I keep saying that I'm busy. Why do I want to incorporate smartphones with ham radio? Well, smartphones are very ubiquitous. They have a large sensor package, and they're very powerful even without connectivity. But seriously, why does this have anything to do with ham radio? Well, they are the gateway to the next generation of hams. The next generation of hams, which includes me and the other people on this forum, when we're not doing ham radio, our main form of communication often happens on a smartphone or the internet. Most of us, as our parents say, we're always doing this. Texting, tweeting, emailing, whatever it is, which is not what ham radio is. Ham radio is over the air, you're talking into it, and you're doing the PTT. So I thought, why don't we add this channel of communication through the smartphone into this very common interface of the texting and the chat into ham radio? The question I was trying to answer is, how can it enable smartphones to be used in ham radio? I created two things. I created QTC and I created the BLE TNC. First, I will be talking about QTC, which is an app that provides a chat-like interface to ham radio. QTC is the Q code for telegrams, like, do you have telegrams for me, or I have telegrams for you. So I was like, that sounds a bit out of date, right? Maybe people still sell telegrams, but I've never sent one, so I'm going to assume that it's a bit out of date. I use APRS messaging. It's divided into three sections. Here's your chat log where you see messages that you've sent to each other over ham radio. And you have a place to input text and a keyboard. This is on the Android platform. I will try and maybe get it to work on other platforms. It also requires the BLE TNC, which is the other thing I made. It translates the data coming from BLE, which is Bluetooth Low Energy. It's the next generation of Bluetooth. It's Bluetooth Low Energy. Translates it into tones that can be sent over ham radio. And it uses the APRS protocol to do this, which is based on AX25, which is an adaptation of X25, which in the end is what they used for the first internet. This doesn't require internet, so I thought that was kind of funny that I was using an internet protocol to try and what happens when you don't have internet and you still want the chat. You have a microcontroller, an Arduino. You have a Bluetooth low energy module on it. And you have a radio shield from Argent Data, which does most of the work of the PNC, which generally converts the data that you're sending over to it into tones with AX25 standard.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2014 Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum talk by Rohan Agrawal, KJ6LXV, whose presentation was entitled Bluetooth APRS Text Messaging and Tweeting.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
So why did I choose Bluetooth Low Energy versus just classic Bluetooth, which is available on many more smartphones than Bluetooth Low Energy? Well, Bluetooth Low Energy is cheaper to implement. It has less vendor restriction around it. And the namesake of it, it takes less energy. This is a station that's using QTC. So we have a smartphone over here, and the user will enter their message into that smartphone, and that gets sent over Bluetooth LE to the BLE TNC, which then converts that data into tones, sends it over ham radio, and then out it goes, and it's a text message addressed to CQ or whoever you want to address it to. And the station receives it, the BLE TNC decodes that and sends it to the smartphone, and it's displayed on the user's screen. And this is kind of how Twitter or text messaging works, just without the ham radio or the BLE TNC portion of it. So to the user on the smartphone level, it looks just like an interface to do text messaging. So the message types that I support with QTC include APRS messaging and position data with APRS. This is the text messaging part of it. It's very simple. It's text-based and you just send it. This is very powerful because it supports the ability to require acknowledgement of message, like automatically. So you send a message, and if you request acknowledgement in that message, then the receiving station will send you that I received it. And that way you don't have to constantly ask QSL and make sure that the user got it, because you have an acknowledgement message from their setup. And APRS position allows you to send the user's position periodically. And it's a bit more complicated in the message type, and it's mainly numerical. And the reason why this is fairly useful is it allows you to send user's position periodically. And this gets you a lot of stuff. Like if in event support, you can do stuff like, I'm over here and this is what I'm seeing. So you could have people roaming around instead of usually where they're fixed, and then they're reporting what they're seeing. So the applications that I thought of for QTC, as I just mentioned, event support. Lots of hams do event support, and mainly you have voice communication, but not all messages are urgent enough to require a voice communication. Some things, like just like text messaging, some things still require a phone call, but not everything requires a phone call. So that's this can be useful in event support for non-critical things, like just making sure as a check-in thing and make sure that people are still available if they need to use the restroom or they need someone to replace them and stuff like that. And as I mentioned, provides another communication channel available on the smartphone and allows you to use ham radio with your smartphone. There are phones available that actually have a built-in smartphone in them. The ham radio and the smartphone are in one unit. It actually has a PTT and you can just talk into it. And you have a ham radio on it. You're allowed to use APRS for remote control purposes. This could be very useful for my robotics applications. So I could control my robot from miles away instead of from the same building, so I can have the robot deliver chips to my house instead of just to my room.
This has been an excerpt from a talk by 12-year-old Rohan Agrawal, KJ6LXV, given during the 2014 Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2014 Rain. All rights reserved. Now for all those connected with Rain, both within and beyond Wisconsin's borders, I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and on Twitter at The Rain Report.